Bikur Imperik Base Mishnah 9:2-7. We now talk about a whole new topic, totally unrelated to Bikurim, but again, since we talked about comparing and contrasting various halachic phenomena, here we go with another one. Here we're talking about blood. So we're going to compare and contrast human blood in certain facets with the blood of a behema and the blood of a sheretz. Behema is a domestic animal. A sheretz is a small, creepy, crawly animal like a rodent or a reptile. Mishnah says, Dam halcheshtayim, the blood of those who walk on two legs, a reference to human beings, it is comparable, meaning has the same halachic application, as the blood of a behema, of an animal's blood, to make foodstuffs, like, for example, seeds, ready to become tame. That is to say, that if you recall from machshirin, etc., for food to become tame, it first needs to be prepared by being wetted. It has to become wet by one of these seven liquids that are machshir, that ready food to become tame. The mnemonic to remember those seven liquids, the Zion Mashkin, is Yad Shachat Dam. Literally, that means hand slaughter blood. It doesn't mean anything really, just a mnemonic. But those seven letters, Yud Dalid Shin Chet Tet Dalid Mem, Yad Shachat Dam, is a mnemonic for these seven liquids, which are Yud for Yayin, that's wine, Dalid for Dvash, that's bee honey. In the Mishnah, it's always bee honey. In the Chumash, it's date honey, but in the Mishnah, Dvash always means bee honey. The Shin is for Shemen, that's olive oil. Chalav is the Chet, that's milk. The Tet is the Tal, dew. And then the last two are Dam, which is blood, and Mayim, which is water. The Dam, the blood of the mnemonic of one of the seven liquids, is referring to human blood. So we're saying if human blood would touch a foodstuff, so then that foodstuff now becomes readied to become tummy. And similarly, if animal blood touches a foodstuff, then the foodstuff is readied to become tummy. Worth noting as a side point, really, is that human blood is the dam, is the blood of that mnemonic, whereas the animal blood actually isn't machshir, doesn't ready the food to become tummy, because it's also blood. That's not really the case. The case is it really is comparable to water, mayim in general. Water, that's based on a pasuk. It's learned out through a pasuk that says, by human beings, dam chalalim yishte, which is like metaphorical, but it means like the blood of human corpses can be drunk, shall be drunk, and that is a reference to the fact that it's like a mashke, it's like a liquid that's can convey tuma and ready for tuma, that's human blood. Whereas the animal's blood, there's a different pasuk, which says, "Al ha'aretz tishafchenu kamaim." You'll pour out the blood of the slaughtered animal like water onto the ground, and that being the case, it's learned to be like water. But the basic point of the Mishnah is that to effect hechsher, to ready food to become tame, both human blood and the behema blood, both are machshir. In contrast, the blood of a sheretz, if you have blood from a rat or a turtle or something that splashed onto food, that would not ready the food to become tummy. It's not machshir. On the flip side, now, the words of the Mishnah are v'dam ha-sheretz ein chayavin alav, which simply mean, and as for the blood of a sheretz, a creepy crawly, one is not obligated on it. That doesn't set up the comparison at all. So either the Mishnah means, or the Girsah should be changed to say, that it's u ladam hasheretz she'ein chayavin alav, meaning, and human blood is like the blood of a sheretz in one way, in as much as one is not obligated on it. That is to say, that if one eats the blood of an animal, a behema, so that carries with it a penalty of chiyav karas, of divine excision, premature death. Which is not true when it comes to eating the blood of a sheretz. If one would eat, you know, the blood of a mouse or something, it doesn't carry with it the penalty of karas. And similarly, if one would drink the blood of a human being, it doesn't carry with it the penalty of karas. Worth noting is that when it comes to the blood of a sheretz, there actually is an isser from the Torah. It's just like the sheretz meat. So it's still an isser to eat it, but the isser of consuming sheretz blood is only carries with it a general law, a general prohibition, carries with it the penalty of malchus, of lashes. And human blood is not even that, except midrabban, it's forbidden. But midrashah, the Torah does not ever explicitly forbid in any way the consumption of human blood. I don't recommend it, and certainly it's not smiled upon, which the rabbi said you can't do it, but it's not technically usher, and certainly not a chiyuv karas, like the drinking of the blood of an animal.